创世纪第三章
Genesis chapter 3
记载了所有的宗教经典没有记载的事情。
It recorded many things that all script, other scriptures would not have.
什么事情呢?
What are these things?
就是人类是怎样堕落的。
And that is about the fall of man.
人堕落以后人的关系是怎样断绝的。
And how our relationships get broken.
犯罪以后的时候神对人的启示是什么。
And the revelation of God when we sin.
人怎样领受的救赎的应许。
And how we receive the promise of salvation.
这些伟大的真理。
All these great truths.
没有一个宗教任何一本经典提过任何一件事。
Cannot be found in any scripture of any religion.
当然这一点就告诉我们这本圣经是神所启示的。
Just this point alone will tell us that this Bible is revealed by God.
我们大家一同来读创世纪第三章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 3.
从第八节开始读。
From verse 8.
天起了凉风，耶和华上帝在园中行走，那人和他的妻子听见上帝的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华上帝的面。耶和华上帝呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”耶和华上帝对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”耶和华上帝对蛇说：“你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。”又对女人说：“我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女时必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管下你。”又对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才得从地里得食的。你地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面，才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土出来的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。”亚当给他的妻子起名叫夏娃，因为他是众生之母。耶和华上帝为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给予他们穿。今天我是第四次跟他的讲创世纪第三章的真理。
And this is the fourth time I'm preaching from Genesis 3.
我们已经思想到了知识论的混乱是从这里开始。
We have already thought about the confusion of epistemology.
撒旦把绝对的化成相对的，把相对的化成绝对的。
Because Satan has made the absolute a relative and the relative absolute.
把肯定的变成否则性的、不肯定的，所以这样呢，人就中了诡计了。
And then fool us because he has placed things that are affirmed into doubt.
自从人类追求研究哲学到今天。
Since mankind seek after philosophy,
知识论的方法论最大的问题就是前提是没有证明的。
The biggest problem with epistemology is that we have not proved the preface.
苏格拉底无意之中已经应用了归纳法。
Socrates has already used the method of conclusion.
到了苏格拉底的学生、柏拉图的学生、阿里斯多德的时候才发明演绎法。
But Aristotle is the one that came up with analysis.
然后从此以后，演绎法就变成主流。
And analysis has become a main flow.
归纳法就消沉下去。
But conclusion itself was disappeared.
直到英国的 Francis Bacon 的时代，归纳法才重新争取科学方法论的主流的思想。
Until the time of Francis Bacon, then conclusion theory came about.
那 Bacon 把方法论归回归纳为主的时候。
When Bacon concluded epistemology,
从此才有科学发明的可能。
And then scientific invention occurred.
我们收集所有的现象。
When we look at all phenomena,
找到同一的规律,
what we want to do is to find a rhythm,
其中发现现象隐藏的这个奥秘,
and to find the mystery behind the phenomena,
然后肯定我们得的知识是客观的, 不是猜测的,
and to affirm then that our knowledge is objective and not subjective.
贝肯就废除了许多所谓的成见给我们有正式 知识可能性的一切的拦阻。
In this manner, Baker has removed a lot of bias that will give us wrong knowledge.
但是无论是归纳法,
but it doesn't matter what sort of method,
无论是演绎法,
whether you are analyzing,
有个根本的前提是没有办法证明的。
There is a first principle that has not been proved.
无论如何没有办法脱离信仰建立知识。
Because of that, we cannot get away from faith.
当一个人说我是用科学的方法得到的知识, 所以这个是很纯粹、很客观的，是一定对的。 我告诉你是自己欺骗自己。
When a person declares that he has a scientific method to get an objective truth, he's actually deceiving himself.
在演绎法里面,
in the epistemology,
所用的方法叫做三段论识。
There is a three stage of knowledge.
有个大前提,
the first is a preface,
小前提,
and then a conclusion.
然后才有个结论,
sorry, an interface and then a conclusion.
Make a major premise, minor promise, 最后就是 conclusion. 那么这个大前提、小前提跟结论之间的关联是很密切的。
And there is close relationship between the major, minor, and then the conclusion.
那我们举一个简单的例子。
A simple illustration.
人都会死。
All of us will die.
这是大前提。
This is a major premise.
我们都知道这件事情。
We all know this.
人都会死。
That all men will die.
杨长老是人。
Elder Young is a man.
所以结论，杨长老一定会死。
The conclusion is that he will surely die.
不要在他太太面前讲就好了。
Just don't tell his wife.
那个不是逻辑问题，是感受问题。
It's not about logic but emotion.
所以知识是单单用逻辑去找出来的吗？
So is knowledge just about logic?
那么这个大前提是共同接受的客观事实。
And this major premise is commonly accepted.
但大前提的本身是从来没有事实证明的。
But the major premise has not been proven.
因为你说所有的人都会死。
Because you declare that everyone will die.
你讲这句话是从你的经验里面得到的一个结论。
When you say this, it is a result of your experience.
自古以来谁无死？
From ancient days, everyone will die.
这个连文天祥都讲过这样的话。
The Chinese poet 文天祥 said that.
文天祥到今天也没有一个人没有死。
And surely from his time to today, everyone dies.
当然每一个人都会死。
So of course everyone dies.
人人都会死嘛。
Everyone will die.
就是共同接受的真理。
This is a truth commonly accepted.
这就变成我们知识论的大前提了。
This become our major premise in our knowledge base.
你所知道的人人都会死，不过到今天而已啊。
But then your knowledge is based on today.
谁知道杨长老明天带到一种药就永生，用来永远不会死的？
Maybe Elder Young will find a medicine that will give him eternity.
今天以后，你没有办法代替人类共同都会死的这种现象。
And so after today, you cannot insist that this is the case.
所以你追求知识的时候，
so when you seek after knowledge,
你的大前提本身是没有证明的。
Your major premise has no proof.
你还是先相信人都会死的。
You first believe that all men will die.
你才从此推论出另外一个知识出来。
And that becomes the basis of other premise.
知识论的本身就是科学，就是真理吗？
So is it true that epistemology is scientific?
拉丁文的这个 科学这个字就是我知道，就是这样罢了。
In the Latin word, science means I know.
我所知道的东西很多是后来会被推翻的事情。
Many things I know could be overturned later.
所以科学不等于是真理。
Science therefore is not the truth.
科学不过等于还没有被推翻的知识，就是这样。
Science actually is knowledge that has not been overturned yet.
什么叫做科学呢？
What does science mean?
我所知道的叫做科学。
What I know is called science.
什么叫做科学呢？
What is science?
就是一颗一颗好好分析，好好学，叫做科学。
Science is just many categories of knowledge.
那么科学的本身，
science in itself,
是一个还没有被推翻的知识。
It's a knowledge that has not been overturned.
当杨振宁、李政道和这些得到诺贝尔奖的人，
When Yang Zhengning and all these Nobel laureates,
他们年轻的时候推翻过几百年来科学的理论。 因为他们推翻过去的知识，所以他们就得到诺贝尔奖。
When they were young, they overturned established hypotheses, and that's why they get a prize.
请问他们还没有得诺贝尔奖以前，
before they received the Nobel Prize,
从前人都把那没有被推翻的知识当作就是科学。
Everybody had assumed that the knowledge was science.
他们都相信他们所知的科学是没有错的。
And everyone thought that they were not wrong.
所以讲科学的本身不是真理。
Therefore, science in itself is not the truth.
因为真理怎么会被推翻掉呢？
How can the truth be overturned?
所以幼稚的人常常以为科学就是一切。
So those who are shallow-minded think that science represents everything.
德国一个很大的科学家叫做 Heisenberg.
Heisenberg, a very important German scientist.
他有一个理论叫做 the law of uncertainty.
He has a law of uncertainty.
就不肯定的定律。
It means that the law about uncertainty.
其实他写过三篇文章，单单题目我就很欣赏了。
I appreciate the title of his three essays.
第一篇文章说 science is not everything.
The first one is 科学不是所有的东西。
第二篇文章说 science is not nothing.
第二个是科学也不是没有东西。
第三篇文章说 science is something.
The third one is science is something.
Science 只不过是 something 罢了。
It's just something.
Something that could be wrong could be right.
那可能是对，也可能是错的。
The law of uncertainty.
因为你说这个是未知的定律。
抓住科学反对上帝的人就很可怜，很可怜的。
So it's sad for someone to grab hold of science to be against God.
因为只有上帝是真理。
Only God is truth.
只有上帝的道是真理。
Only the word of God is truth.
全世界历史只有一个人说，我就是真理，耶稣基督。
In the entire history of man, only Jesus declared that I am the truth.
全本圣经还有一处，就是约翰一书第5章第7节说，圣灵是真理。
First John chapter 5 verse 7 says the Holy Spirit is truth.
那这个是关系信仰的问题。
This is about faith.
信仰不等于反知识。
Faith is not against knowledge.
知识不过是维护信仰的某一个层次而已。
But knowledge can only defend certain part of faith.
信真理的存在比知识的存在是更高一层的东西。
It is more important to believe that the truth exists than to think that there is knowledge.
那么我所讲的这些到底跟创世纪第3章有什么关系呢？
So what is the relationship between this and Genesis 3?
撒旦摇动人的信仰的时候，他就从知识论的混乱开始。
Because Satan started by confusing our knowledge.
所以他好像是对夏娃说,
It's as if he told Eve,
你知道不知道为什么上帝叫你不可以吃?
Do you know why God tell you not to eat?
因为上帝知道如果你吃了，你就像他那样知道。
Because God knows that if you eat of the fruit, you will be like him in knowledge.
上帝不要你知道他所知道的。
Because God does not want you to know what he knows.
所以他叫你不要吃，免得你知道。
So that you, he asks you not to eat of it so that you will not know.
那你根本不知道这个事情，我告诉你，使你知道。
And since you do not know this, let me tell you so you know.
这样就免得你不知道。
So that you will not know.
夏娃想，原来是这样，我现在知道了，原来上帝不要我知道，我就偏偏要知道。
And Eve says that now that I know that God does not want me to know, I must know.
所以这个完全是知识论的问题了。
So this is all about knowledge.
相对论从这里来的。
And this is where relativity comes from.
怀疑论从这里来的。
Where doubt came from.
这个不肯定论从这里来的。
From agnosticism came from.
这个怀疑信仰从这里来的。
Doubt of faith came from.
知识论的混乱从这里来的。
Confusion of knowledge came from.
所以当十七、十八、十九世纪 整个思想的意识形态发展变成诸家百家齐放的哲学理论，其实根源就是创世纪第3章。
On the 17th, 18th, 19th century, when all sorts of knowledge base was established, it actually came from Genesis 3.
自从启蒙主义以后,
and since the days of the Enlightenment,
我们看见哲学的知识论发展得非常非常的丰富。
We see scientific advancement growing.
而这些的知识许多是不跟信仰发生关系的。
And all this knowledge, many are not related to faith.
但是这些知识的真正基础是没有办法脱离最基本的信仰。
But the true foundation cannot be escaped from faith.
所以当这个蛇对夏娃讲的这些话以后,
When the serpent said this to Eve,
夏娃就肯定蛇讲的一定是对的。
Eve first affirmed that what the serpent said must be right.
所以她现在就对这种知识的挑战产生迎战的怀疑。
And so she has a challenge towards this knowledge.
既然上帝不要我知道,
Since God does not want me to know,
因为我若知道他所知道，他不能垄断知识。
Because if I knew what he knows, he doesn't have that monopoly.
这样的一位上帝是一个非常自私的上帝。
In this way, Eve thought that God was selfish.
我为什么相信这种自私的上帝对我的命令呢？
Why would I want to obey the command of such a selfish God?
我要违背这个命令。
So I will go against it.
我要把这个果子摘下来吃。
I will take the fruit and eat it.
看看他怎么样?
I want to see what you will do.
她就在知识论的纷乱中间跌倒了。
So she fell in the confusion of knowledge.
知识论的真正的基础是信仰。
And the basis of knowledge actually is faith.
是什么信仰呢?
What sort of faith?
是对不肯定、不应当背信的对象的信仰。
The faith towards someone whom you ought not to believe in.
换一句话说,
in other words,
她先相信撒旦讲的一定是对的。
She first affirmed that what Satan said must be right.
她就因为相信撒旦讲的是对的,她就听撒旦的话。
Because she believed Satan to be right, she listened to it.
现在领受的知识是根据她对撒旦这个知识源头的信仰产生顺从的。
And the knowledge she received is based on the faith she had on Satan.
这个对分析下去是很可怕的事情。
And if you analyze further, it's very horrifying.
我曾经立志老的时候要好好分析创世纪第三章。
I once made a determination when I'm old, I will analyze Genesis 3 carefully.
我不知道我能不能成全这个信念，把创世纪第三章所隐藏的知识论的混乱，跟整个文化、哲学、宗教在全世界历史中间所有的差错的关联，把它讲出来。
I don't know whether I have the chance to fulfill this view to study Genesis 3 and link it with all historical, cultural and knowledge confusion.
那么撒旦怎样建立他？ 在人身上盼望人对他的这种信仰呢?
But how did Satan build up this faith on man?
他先建立人对上帝的怀疑。
The first thing he did was to establish doubt towards God.
所以当人一怀疑上帝的时候,
So when we first doubt God,
他就很容易相信撒旦。
It will be very easy to believe Satan.
怎样建立起怀疑论呢?
But how do we get doubt?
就是从动机的破坏开始。
What we do is to destroy motive.
什么叫做动机的破坏呢?
What does the destruction of motive
mean? 如果你要叫一个人跟别的人, 你挑拨离间他们的感情,
If you try to destroy the relationship between two persons,
最容易的办法就是把那个人的错误的动机, 或者说正确的动机, 你错误的解释, 作为种子撒在你所要害的人身上, 就成功了。
The easiest way is to plant a seed of doubt about motive of two persons.
我不能解释太多。
I cannot explain too much.
在歌剧里面有一个例子。
In the opera, there is an example.
就是普契尼所写的一个歌剧。
A opera written by Puccini.
里面提到一个人怎样使他的丈夫怀疑他的太太对他的爱情是假的。
Talk about how a person cast doubt on the husband about the love of the wife.
后来引起了很大的误会。
And it brought about great confusion.
结果死的悲剧就产生出来了。
And in the end, there was tragedy of death.
那今年我不提太多这些隐类的事情了。
I will not go into detail here.
我们回到圣经这里来。
Let's return to the Bible.
所以当夏娃想，原来上帝叫我不吃，叫我吃，动机是自私的，他就开始恨上帝了。
When Eve considered the motive of God to be selfish, she began to hate God.
无神论的人对神的怀疑是因为他们先信撒旦所给他们的种子。
Atheists would doubt God because they first believed the seed from Satan.
保罗的整个方法论的总结很清楚，因为信以至于信。
The Apostle Paul placed everything very carefully on faith to faith.
你说给我看见我就信，这句话是假的。
You say, if you show me, I will believe, this is not right.
讲给我明白我就信，这句话也是假的。
If you say that, if you explain clearly, then I will believe, it is also wrong.
如果你给我证据看我就信，这句话也是假的。
If you say, show me the evidence, and I will believe, this is also wrong.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你所相信的证据的本身，你是用信去相信证据，所以你以为证据可以使你信，已经反过来了。
Because you place faith on the evidence, thinking that the evidence will give you faith, so it's upside down.
那这些关联的交错,
All this confusion and conflict.
我今天不再解释了。
I will not explain in detail.
这一章足够用一年来好好解释。
Because indeed this chapter we can last a year.
所以呢，因为怀疑上帝的动机。
Because we first doubt the motive of God.
根据相信撒旦的闪动。
It came about because we believe in Satan first.
整个知识就不可能建立在纯正的信的方向上面。
Therefore, the entire knowledge base is not built on pure faith.
所以我现在就折下这个果子，我吃吧。
So now I take the fruit and I will eat it.
吃完了以后呢？
After that,
因为爱的缘故，丈夫也要吃。
Because of love, the husband will eat as well.
做太太自己吃，没有给丈夫吃，这是不够爱情的。
And the wife loved the husband, so must share.
丈夫因为爱老婆，就不记得上帝讲什么，只记得老婆讲什么，就听老婆话了。
Because the husband loved the wife, he forget what God told him.
这个就是知识论混乱以后，感情的混乱产生出来了。
And so we see confusion in emotions and relationships.
知识混乱，感情混乱，次序就跟着混乱了。
And because knowledge is confused, emotion is confused, order become confused.
事实的纷乱我听出来了。
You say, I understand knowledge confusion.
感情的纷乱我也稍微懂一点点。
Maybe emotional confusion, now I understand a bit more.
那什么叫次序的纷乱呢？
What about the confusion in order?
就是宇宙中间的大道理。
This is a great truth in the whole universe.
人被造在神之下。
We have been created beneath God.
人被造在物之上。
And we have been created above things.
神、人、物的次序。 绝对不可颠倒。
So the order is God, man and all things.
神比人更高, 人比自然更高。
God is higher than man, man is higher than nature.
人在自然之上, 人在神之下。
We are above nature and beneath God.
这样人应当顺从神, 才有能力。 来统管神为人所造的大自然。
The correct order is that we need to be obedient to God, then we have the power to have dominion over all things.
人与神之间的关系, 人与自然之间的关系就很清楚了。
We are clear then about the order between us and God and of all things.
所以上帝说, 我创造你, 使你有我的形象样式, 又派你管理天上的鸟, 地上的兽, 海中的鱼。
And God said to us that He has made us in His image and likeness and sent us to have dominion over all things in the world.
所以神派人,
and God sent us.
人管理物,
and we control all things.
神比人更高,
God is higher than us.
人比物更高,
we are higher than material things.
这个次序你一明白了, 一生就少走很多冤枉路。
If you understand this order, you will save yourself a lot of mistaken pathways.
今天很多人把这个次序倒过来没有救。
But today many people don't realize that they have turned the order upside down.
他们甚至进到礼拜堂是为了要颠倒这个次序。
And some of them go to the church to turn the order upside down.
当你看他在祷告的时候，主啊，求你赐福给我，主啊，求你给我发财，好像他在上帝之下求上帝的恩典。
When you look at them praying, Oh Lord, give me prosperity, it seems as if they are seeking the grace of God.
其实在许多宗教的仪式里面，就有一个很多的反上帝次序的宗教之术。
But in many religious rituals, there are many things that is actually anti-God.
为什么呢?
Why?
主啊，求你现象，上帝比你更高，所以你求他。
You say, Oh Lord, when you do that, it seems that you are calling upon God.
他说主啊，求你给我发财，就证明你的目的不是上帝，你的目的是钱。
But when you say, God, give me prosperity, it means that your objective is not God, but money.
然后你利用上帝做你的仆人，所以物在你之上，神在你之下。
And you are using God as your servant, so things are above you and God is beneath you.
成功神学。
So success theology, prosperity theology,
灵恩派的运动,
the charismatic movement,
隐藏着撒旦所教给人的破坏宇宙秩序的毒素的种子在里,
implicitly has this seed that will turn the order upside down.
哇，后来你看见教会越来越多人发展得很大，感谢主大的赐福。我告诉你，越大的教会。 原则失败的时候，就是撒旦越大的得胜。
When you see the church growing in strength, you say, "Oh, give thanks to God." But the larger the church grow, if the principle is wrong, then Satan will have victory.
除非你是讲的是圣经的原则。
Unless you are preaching the principle from the Bible.
离开圣经的原则跟次序的教会增长是一个大危机。
But or the church, when the church grows, when it departs from biblical principle, it is in great crisis.
这种事情不但很多基督徒没有看见。
Such matters are not obvious to many Christians.
这种事情甚至是很多所谓伟大的教会领袖被撒旦弄下心眼以后所追求的目标。
But many great church leaders have been blinded by Satan also in this area.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
但次序倒过来的时候呢,
When the order is wrong,
我要问神的话在人心中的地位是在哪里?
Then where is the word of God in the heart of man?
上帝说你不可吃。
God say, you ought not to eat this.
撒旦说上帝不一定说。
Satan say, maybe not.
上帝说你吃了就必定死。
God say, you will surely die.
撒旦说你吃了不一定死。
Satan say, maybe not.
所以肯定的变成不肯定。
Things that are sure become not sure.
绝对的变成相对的。
Things that are absolute become relative.
不对的变成对的。
Things that are wrong become right.
整个知识纷乱以后呢,
After the confusion in knowledge,
妻子再把果子给丈夫吃。
When the wife gives the fruit to the husband,
蛇给女人吃, 女人给男人吃。
The serpent gave it to the woman gave it to the man.
差一点人还要给上帝吃。
And almost the man gave it to God.
我告诉你,
I tell you this.
当亚当吃了以后呢,
After Adam ate of the fruit,
神的审判就来到,
the judgment of God came.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为次序的纷乱,
because the confusion in order,
位分的挪移,
the changing of the status,
就是罪的正义所在。
It is where sin will come.
罪的真正的定义
The correct definition of sin
不是现象
It's not just the phenomena
不是行为
Not the action
罪的真正的定义
The correct definition of sin
混乱次序
Is when the order is wrong
颠倒次序
When things are upside down
挪移位分
When the status has changed
等下我们再讲下去你就很清楚了
And we can explain further
所以当亚当犯罪以后
After Adam has sinned,
神的审判就来到了。
The judgment of God came.
那他对亚当讲的第一句话是什么呢
？The first thing he said to Adam,
你在哪里
？Is where are you?
上帝没问你吃什么。
God did not say what do you eat.
上帝没问你到底做了什么。
Or what have you done?
上帝没问为什么你违背我的命令。
Or why have you gone against my will?
这些问题都是很公正，都是很合法的。
These questions all seems to be right questions.
但是上帝完全不从那边切入。
But this is not the anger where God came in.
上帝对他讲的话是你在哪里
What God said to Adam was, where are you?
这个是什么问题呢
What sort of question is this?
这个是位分问题
This is a question of status.
圣经总原则告诉我们
The general principles of the Bible.
位分的挪移就是罪
Is that sin is when the status changes.
圣经提到撒旦犯罪的时候
When the Bible talks about the sin of Satan.
他不提到撒旦犯奸淫撒旦很骄傲撒旦做坏事他不提这个事情
The Bible did not say that Satan committed adultery or was arrogant
圣经说那离开本位的天使
The Bible talks about Satan as the angel who has left his place
撒旦离开了他的 original identity 的时候 original position original status 的时候那个离开本位就叫做罪
And sin is when Satan moved away from his original status and position.
所以上帝用同样的原则来问亚当，你在哪里？
With the same principle, God demands of Adam, where are you?
这个不是言论差错的问题。
It's not that he has spoken wrongly.
这个不是行为犯法的问题。
Or that his action was wrong.
这是位分挪移的问题。
But because he has moved from his original status.
位分的挪移是因为次序的混乱产生的。
It came about because the order was confused.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为神的话，人应当顺从。
Because we ought to be obedient to the word of God.
那么丈夫的话，妻子应当顺从。
And the wife should be obedient to the word of the husband.
人的话，动物应当顺从。
And animals should be obedient to the words of men.
动物的行动在植物之上。
And the animals above plants.
植物的生活是在非生物的物质之上。
And plants are above things that are not living.
所以这样整个宇宙的次序是从神的生命到无生命的受造物质。
So in the whole order of the universe, you start from God till things that have no life.
人被造在上帝之下。
And man is created beneath God.
人被造在物质之上。
Above all material things.
所以上帝高于人。
God is higher than man.
人高于自然。
Man is higher than nature.
自然受神主管理。
Nature is controlled by God.
自然要顺从人类。
Nature ought to obey man.
女人要顺从丈夫。
The woman should be obedient to the man.
做人的要顺从上帝。
And man should be obedient to God.
整个宇宙次序就是神的安排了。
And this is how God has arranged the order.
但是当蛇来影响夏娃的时候
，When serpent influences Eve，
这表示下面的要管上面的。
It means that those are below want to move up.
那么夏娃吃了就把这个果子给亚当吃的时候
，After Eve eat of the fruit, he passed it to Adam.
表示女人要掌管男人。
It means the woman wants to have dominion over the man.
亚当吃的时候
，And when Adam eat of it，
他就不顺从上帝了。
He began to rebel God.
所以表示人要反叛上帝。
It means we want to go against God.
就完全错了。
So all these are wrong.
亚当应当听上帝的话。
Adam ought to have listened to God.
夏娃应当听亚当的话。
Eve ought to have listened to Adam.
蛇应当听夏娃的话。
The serpent ought to have listened to Eve.
植物应当在蛇之下。
And the plant ought to have been beneath the serpent.
但是现在所有的被动之物变成主动的影响力了。
And now you see the passive element become dynamic.
你研究心理学的时候
，When you study psychology，
你发现有两个名词你常常混杂乱用的，应当先分开来。
There are two terms that people are confused with.
什么名词呢
？What are these terms？
目的跟动机是完全不同的两件事。
The objective and the motives are two different things.
我们没有受过心理学训练的人。
Those of us who have not been trained,
我们讲话越讲越快，越乱用。
When we talk, we always end up.
你做这个事情什么动机？什么目的？你的目的？你的动机是什么？这两件根本不一样的事情。
We ask people, what's your objective? What's your motive? But actually, they are two different things.
动机是行动之因。
Motive is the reason why we go into action.
目的是行动之果。
but objective is what happened when we go into action.
动机是你行动的引动力。
Motive is why you go into action.
目的你盼望行动之后达到的果效。
And objectives are what you hope to achieve.
所以你看见苹果在哪里。
So when you see an apple,
你马上拿来吃。
You take it and you eat it.
动机是什么呢?
What is the motive?
因为我要吃饱。
Because I want to eat.
不是。
No.
动机是那个苹果使你口水流出来, 引动你想吃。
Because the motive is because the apple is seducing you to eat it.
后来你吃了以后呢,
after you eat of it,
你盼望可以饱足, 可以享受吃苹果的快乐, 那个是你行动的动机, the motive.
You want to be fed and to enjoy the apple. That's the objective.
所以我们看见, 当人犯罪的时候呢,
so when men sin,
位分挪移了,
the status have moved.
世纪纷乱了,
the order have become confused.
这样我们就把我们的位分慢慢丢弃了。
And then we just give up our original status.
上帝切入的时候,
when God intervened,
就从这里切入,
this is where he starts.
上帝不问你怀疑我什么?
God did not ask, did you doubt me?
上帝不说你以为撒旦的理论对吗?
God did not say, do you think Satan was right?
上帝没有说你到底吃些什么东西?
God did not ask, what have you eaten?
上帝没问你口里还有什么东西, 还有一块半块?
And ask whether there's anything left in your mouth.
外国人的解释很奇怪。
The foreigners have a strange explanation.
上帝问亚当你在哪里的时候,
when God asked Adam, where are you?
那个女人已经吃下去了。
At that time, the Eve has finished.
男人还吃一半水, 男人这里有一粒。
And so men halfway, that's why we have Adam's apple.
就是还没吞下去的半粒苹果在这里。
Because we have not finished the apple.
所以你要看一个人到底是男的是女的，摸这里就知道了。
So the Adam's apple defined.
那个苹果还没吞下去的就是男人。
Because he had not swallowed the apple.
那个后来吃的。
He took it later.
这些很好笑的事情。
These are all very strange.
怪不得你就笑起来了。
And so it's funny.
但我没有感到好笑，所以我不笑。
But I think it's not too funny.
但我告诉你,
I tell you this.
对创世纪的错误解释, 就是人类文化的大危机。
The wrong explanation of Genesis actually is a big crisis for us.
德国的尼采就乱解释创世纪第三章。
The German philosopher Nietzsche actually explained wrongly.
分别善恶树的果子解释成知识的树。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he thought is the tree of knowledge.
又解释上帝不要人有知识。
And he said that that shows that God does not want us to have knowledge.
这样大的思想家会笨到这样。 解错这样可怕的地步。
He was such a great thinker, but he was so foolish in his explanation.
因为尼采的错误产生了希特拉的奋斗。
Because of the mistaken understanding of Nietzsche, Adolf Hitler arrived.
因为希特拉的奋斗产生了7000万人的死亡。
Because of Adolf Hitler, 70 million people died worldwide.
我盼望你们来听这些查经。
I hope that when you come to listen to these things,
你不是来这里填满一些虚空的时间,
you are not here because you got time to kill.
不是说啊礼拜天晚上没有事情做跑到牛顿场去听免费的讲座吧。
Sunday evening got nothing better to do, come here and listen to free sermons.
求主给你在真理里面建立信仰。
May the Lord build your faith upon the truth.
求主给你在上帝的光照之下改正你错误的观念。
May the Lord correct your wrong thinking under his illumination.
求主借着他的启示跟圣灵的工作把你引回整个思想的正途。
May the Lord correct you and lead you back into the right pathway through the Holy Spirit.
然后照着他放在你里面的潜在能去影响整个世界的文化。
And by the potential that he has given to you, may you influence the culture of the entire world.
上帝问亚当你在哪里？
God asked Adam, where are you?
这是人类问题中间真正应当解决的最重要的问题。
This is the most important question for humanity to solve.
人的位分问题到20世纪结束没有解释。
Our status has not been solved even till the end of the 20th century.
21世纪开始还没有办法解决。
Or at the beginning of the 21st century.
既然人类什么都要知道，什么科学的境界我们都要进入，什么伟大的发明我们都要有份，结果我们还没有办法告诉我们，我们原有的地位应当是在哪里的。
And today we seek after all sorts of scientific advancement, but we can't even tell ourselves where we should be.
我们已经知道应当做什么。
We already know what we should do.
我们知道我们该怎么讲。
We know what we should say.
我们要怎么样做政治的工作。
How do we do political work?
但是我们没有一个人知道我们原来的地位应当在哪里。
But not a single one of us know what our original status was.
所以圣经多次给我们讲解,
although the Bible gave us many explanations, it is as if we are deaf.
人的问题中最中心的问题就是你在哪里?
The central problem for humanity is where are you?
这就是人犯罪有上帝对人类所发出的第一个问题。
The first question from God after we have sinned.
当上帝说人啊，你在哪里的时候？
When God asks men, where are you?
这个问题中间隐藏了三大问题。
There are three implicit questions.
第一个问题，你原有的地位不应当是现在这个地位。
The first question is that this ought not to be your original
position. 第二个问题，你现在的位分已不是从原有的地位，你已经从那边堕落下来了。
And that your present status has shifted from your original one.
你本来不是应该在这里的吗?
Originally, you ought not to be here.
第二问题, 你怎么现在会在这里呢?
The second question is then, how come you are here now?
第三, 你知道不知道, 你从原有的位分掉到现在位分是透过哪一种的行径, 知道吗?
The third question is, do you know how you come to this position?
这是整个人类真正应当回答的问题。
This is the question that the whole humanity ought to answer.
当一个女人变成妓女的时候,
when a woman becomes a prostitute,
她应该问自己, 我母亲生我本来不是要我做妓女的。
She should ask herself, I was not born to be a prostitute.
我小的时候人人爱, 是很可爱的少女, 为什么今天变成这个地位的?
When I was young, everybody loved me, then why am I like this today?
我原有的地位应当是什么?
What was my original position?
我怎么会变成今天这种身份呢?
How did I become like this?
从母亲生我的目的, 老师教我的目的, 到现在我得到的事实中间, 到底发生什么事?
And what happened from the time my mother gave birth to me, my teacher taught me till what I am today?
这三个问题应当是宗教应当解决的问题。
These three questions ought to be solved by religion.
这三个问题应当是哲学最中心思考的问题。
Should be questions that are central to all philosophers.
这三个问题应当是我们人 人类文化盼望达到的最高成就的问题。
It should be what human culture should achieve at this climax.
但是宗教达到的果效是什么呢?
But religion in the end
没有把真正的答案找回来。
Did not give us the true answer.
把自己小小的发现当作绝对的真理，就从此去反对更伟大的真理的显现。
We often find a little bit of discovery and made it absolute and go against greater truth.
越肯定自己的宗教，越成为真理的仇敌。
And many religions, the more they affirm themselves, the more an enemy of the truth they become.
越以为自己的信仰没有错误的，越反对耶稣基督的启示。
And those who believe their truth, their religion to be right, the more they believe, the more they are against Jesus.
到现在整个人类还没有解答这个问题。
Until today, the whole of humanity have not solved this problem.
什么问题呢?
What problem is this?
上帝问亚当,你在哪里?
And the problem is God asked Adam, where are you?
人啊,你在哪里?
Man, where are you?
金正日,知道不知道现在他在哪里?
Would Kim Jong-il know where he is?
他正在把整个朝鲜带到很可怕,有威风,有原子弹, 却很可怕的贫穷的前途的日子。
He's bringing nuclear weapons into North Korea, but everybody is starving there.
伊朗的总统不知道他在哪里。
What about the president of Iran?
他以为如果我们有原子弹就可以世界强国并驾齐驱的这个迷信里面。
He is superstitious about having nuclear weapon to be among the powers.
他没有办法对人表证，他如果有了原子弹，他是不可能乱用的。
And he cannot prove that he will not misuse nuclear technology.
你说英国、美国有原子弹，为什么可以？为什么伊朗、北韩有原子弹，大家都不喜欢它？
Why would England and America be given the right to have nuclear weapons other than other countries?
是不是亚洲人就不可以有自己发展原子能的这种自由呢?
Is it because the Asians are not free to have their own nuclear weapons?
是不是只有这些白种人垄断这些最先进的武器，做世界人类的领袖，他们才甘愿呢?
Or should it be reserved to the white people only?
我不从这方面看。
This is not how I look at it.
我告诉你,
I tell you this.
美国1945年就有了原子弹。
In 1945, America has its first atomic bomb.
1945年就用了原子弹。
And used it.
但是除了那一次以外,
that was the only time.
今天已经61年了。
61 years have passed.
有一大堆原子弹, 61年不用, 这是什么?
They have many nuclear weapons that they have not used a single one in 61 years.
我在问你,
my question is,
伊朗跟北韩,
between Iran and North Korea,
如果明天有原子弹,
if they have nuclear weapons tomorrow, maybe now they have.
你想他会等60多年不用吗?
Do you think that they will not use it for 61 years? If Osama bin Laden
今天有原子弹,
has a nuclear weapon today,
你想他会等到明天才用?